I got to read some shit to you people. I appreciate you're being really good. Thanks a lot. Really. You're being patient and quiet. I appreciate it. I do. So, because I don't really, here's the thing. I don't really talk about my sobriety. I think it's fucking self-righteous. But, okay, that's in here. Okay, here's the best thing about sobriety. This is the cool thing about sobriety. This is what I've learned. When you're looking at that major purchase, you know, that shiny new guitar or the iPhone or the flat screen TV, and you're going, nah, I could put it on the credit card. And you go, nah, you know, I shouldn't. And then you think back to the 80s, like the late 80s, and you go, I fucking snorted this amount on a Friday night, constantly. And then, bang, it is on your credit card so fast. So that's the thing, right? I don't talk about my sobriety because it sounds too self-righteous. See, here's the worst thing about sobriety, not doing drugs. Because I got to be honest with you people, I fucking love narcotics, okay? And I don't want to come off too self-righteous to you. I don't want to say, well, you know, I haven't had a drink in 20 years. Because if you go to the dentist and those Percocets give you a headache, I will fucking take them. Just letting you know. All right. And here's another thing that's become brutally apparent to me. And this is true. One addiction gets traded for another. People, they quit drinking alcohol, they drink coffee like fiends. And they're in the fucking Starbucks, like learning to speak Italian. The latte, the espresso. It's like, it's insane. They will stop doing drugs. Oh, they quit smoking. It's hard not to gorge on the fatty foods. Stop doing drugs, maybe shopping or running. Because we're addictive personalities, people. I quit doing drugs and alcohol all at the same time. And I turned to energy drinks and masturbation with sand. That's my thing. Not for everybody, admittedly. And it gets calloused up, is the point. After a while, it really. But it could be a fight to stay sober, you know? Mostly because of the people that I like to hang around with, the places that I like to hang around. So I'll be out with, particularly if I'm opening up a band and there's a tour bus and they go out after the show, I gotta go back to the hotel room, I go back to the tour bus, watch TV,